From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of July 3rd, 2017. This week, we feature a 4th of July mystery sound. Have a listen for about 20 seconds and see if you can guess what's making the chirping, squawking, and wailing sounds. And here's a hint. If Benjamin Franklin had gotten his way, U.S. money might contain a picture of a wild turkey instead of a likeness of this creature. If you guessed a bald eagle, you're right. Despite disapproval by Ben Franklin, who wrote that bald eagles' habit of stealing food from other birds set a bad example of dishonesty, the bald eagle became the national emblem in 1782 when its image was included in the Great Seal of the United States. Real bald eagles do, in fact, get food by taking fish that other birds have captured, along with scavenging and some hunting for a variety of animals. Bald eagles have recovered dramatically from endangered species status in the United States, and they're found in every state except Hawaii, typically along large water bodies with long shorelines, such as the Chesapeake Bay and Virginia's major rivers. In these areas, the birds nest in tall trees, using interwoven sticks, grass, and other materials to build large structures that may be reused for many years. The eggs incubated in those nests result after courtship flights described as spectacular and acrobatic, and it's believed that most eagle pairs mate for life. Inspiring appearance, aerial skill, durable constructions and bonds, resilience. Apparently, the good Dr. Franklin missed these national emblem-worthy characteristics of bald eagles. Thanks to Lang Elliott for permission to use this week's sounds from the Stokes Field Guide to Bird Songs. And we close with a few seconds of music for our national bird, Bald Eagle of Virginia, by Timothy Seaman of Williamsburg. Happy July 4th! For more Virginia Water sounds, music, and information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. Thanks to Ben Cosgrove for his version of Shenandoah to open and close the show. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.